Good morning, it's Classic Hits 4CA. Well, as we well know, a lot of Queenslanders, particularly in tourism, really happy yesterday with the reopening of the borders. Victoria, New South Wales and the rest of the country, things are looking pretty good, looking good for tourism, but I guess our international travel is one of the real concerns. We would love to get that international travel back for so many reasons. Well, look, there's a concept that's been released here locally and it is just such a wonderful idea and it makes so much sense that it's coming out of Cairns. It's called Go Passport Australia. And I guess to find out a bit more about it, let's go straight to the horse's mouth. Matt McKinley, he's the chairman of Go Passport and he joins me this morning. G'day, Matt. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Murray. And how are you?
Mate, I'm really well and really excited about this idea. And obviously, you've had a lot of people come on board. You've had a lot of interest. But I gather it's kind of like a local Cairns product. Can we say that?
Yeah, look, definitely is. You know, we're a long-time technology business here in Cairns, and we've got a beautiful piece of technology called DigiGo, which is used by tour operators across the globe. And, of course, come March this year, I was actually on my way to a trade event in Berlin called ITB, and this is very early March, to promote our technology. And 2 days out, I got an email that said that the show was no longer operating, and that was 16,000 delegates from all over the world, which had just landed in Berlin. Where it all started for me, Murray, is that this email basically said that the reason the event was cancelled is that the health authorities in Berlin could not be satisfied that the event organisers could demonstrate to them that their attendees were coming from a COVID-infected area or, in fact, had COVID. And I thought to myself, our world's just changed right here and now.
Yeah.
How are we going to be able to demonstrate to the world, to the health authorities of the world, a traveller's health status? And that's really where it all started, Murray.
Okay, well, look, obviously, you know, on the world scale, you know, it could be a really important implement in so many ways. But I guess we're thinking about what we want here in this part of the world. And I guess, you know, what it can do for us to, I guess, start to get that tourism, that international tourism starting to happen. So I guess even though it's got, you know, so many applications in that wider sphere, for individuals that want to travel or need to travel, it sounds like it's something very much worthwhile as well, Matt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, when I say the world's changed, for travellers these days, you know, you'll need to be able to demonstrate your health status. No, and that's no different to what we used to have to do with yellow fever and the little yellow cards and, you know, you'd have your shots before you went to Africa and et cetera, and they could tick off that you had some form of immunisation.
Sure.
Obviously, with COVID, you know, it's a dynamic disease. It's not a binary disease. So therefore, it's a lot more dynamic in its nature, and therefore the requirement to be able to demonstrate your health status is not only through, you know, some sort of certification, but it's also through testing as well. So it's a little bit more complicated now, but that's where technology comes along, and that's what we've been working on since March, to be able to support the industry, to support the trade, to help government to do and to be able to provide a really less complex way for people to be able to travel in the future, knowing that they're going to be safe, you know, with this COVID that's going to be around with us for quite some time.
Okay, now look, I gather I understand it. It's actually an app that goes on your phone, is that correct?
Look, yeah, there's a series of components to it, but essentially we use the app to guide people. If they don't have a phone, we can guide them in other ways. But essentially what it does is it guides them along the pathway of their trip, and it guides them in terms of the compliance that they need to cover as they move through the destinations. And then what it also does is it does some monitoring of their compliance. So this is non-invasive, but it basically says, you know, next Tuesday you need to have a COVID test that needs to be conducted by this, you know, this certified practitioner, who will upload it for you to progress and continue your journey to travel. Now, of course, if you don't do that, then that's going to compromise your position to travel, because all of a sudden, you know, your what we call a health risk flag is going to shift from, say, a green to an amber while we work out what your health status is. So this is what the app does. It allows people to be guided, and it allows them to know exactly where they're standing in terms of their health status and whatever government policies that might be required for them to travel.
Well, look, it would have been quite a thing to actually get on board things like state and territory, federal health authorities as well. And I guess, you know, interfacing with external platforms such as Australia's border management systems, even airline check-in systems as well. But this app is so clever, you've obviously managed to get that interface as well.
Yeah, look, it's all about data. And we've got some of the most experienced data engineers, you know, who've done work for banks, for telcos, in their careers, and they're part of our team. So it's all about being able to make that data available, but make it available in a sensitive, but in a very much evidence-based manner. And of course, to be able to have that channel through to other, you know, other portals that are used by you know, government health authorities, or into the advanced passenger processing system of the border control system. And we've got to remember, Australia's got one of the best border management processes in the world. And it's very sophisticated. And to have that capacity so that the private industry such as ourselves can support and help government do their job better in terms of the management of people, then that's really the opportunity that we're looking at.
Okay, well, look, Matt, I was due to be spending some time in Norway with my mother just late last year. So, unfortunately, I've got credits. I don't know how much these credits are going to be worth for the future, but I guess it's unknown as to when I will travel. And I guess this is the $64 million question, and I know it's not something that you're necessarily going to be able to answer. But obviously, there's international borders when it comes to even having, you know, tourists and obviously kids coming here for education and things like that. This is obviously going to help as we get towards that goal. But do you have any idea that how long, you know, it's going to be before we start to get this international travel and this international tourism starting to happen here in Australia?
Yeah, look, I think 2021 is going to be a year of another massive year of change. And it all really comes down to confidence. So we saw over the weekend that the 70 international students arrived into Australia, which is up in Darwin. They're doing quarantine, but this is an enormously confidence booster for our economy.
Sure.
But the challenge here is that we've got to get 70,000 of them back, and that's where Go Passport is enabling this process through technology to scale up and to be very safe and ensuring that any of those students coming back are absolutely minimum risk to Australia. What we would see is this is our test phase. We need to be able to demonstrate that we can get economies going again by reintroducing our international services that we do so well and the world respects us for. And the international students will be the first, and then there'll be the migrant workers, etc. But through this, we'll be able to build confidence and test our systems at scale. And once that happens, then I'm sure we'll look at sort of green corridors. And because the COVID is so dynamic, you know, it moves. You know, we saw what happened in Adelaide just recently, where there was a flare-up that wasn't under control. Immediately, the borders shut down. And that's not really a really great thing for the economy, as you can imagine, because the open and shut border process doesn't give confidence to businesses. But what we want to be able to do is to be able to work to a process where we know we've got this. We know that every health authority, whether it's Queensland, et cetera, know that they can confidently work with businesses to make sure that that people are safe and that they've got this. And that's what being able to have the confidence about keeping those borders open and working through to building economies again is all about. So the short answer is, I think 2021 will be another stage. We'll get some economies going in terms of students, migrant workers, and specific business, and maybe in events. And then from there, we'll move into green corridors, so that it may be possible for Australians to travel to a place like Japan, which has demonstrated the control, and likewise that the Japanese could travel here under very strict and controlled processes. And then from there, I think it'll be 2022 when places like Europe and USA, who are really not in control of their infection in their societies, maybe be in a position to be able to travel. And of course, the good news is that the vaccine does provide levels of immunology, and that's what we're looking for, is to be able to see how we can work with that to understand what it does to provide. Stop the symptoms and then stop infection, so that we can then confidently get on the back of that and allow people to travel internationally again.
Okay, well, look, if you got the itchy feet, obviously the COVID vaccine, but also Go Passport, and we'll put a link from our website as well. You might want to check out gopassport.health. It's actually the website there. Get some more information. It's a local product and, of course, getting really good support and, I guess, paving the way forward to get our economy and our tourism back up again. These are the type of innovations that we need. Matt McKinley, he's the chairman of Go Passport. A great idea, a fantastic concept, and good to see that it's local as well. Matt, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Look, thank you so much, Murray. And just to let everyone know that we are going through a crowdsource funding process at the moment through the intermediary on market. If the industry would like to get involved and become owners in the product that's available, we see it as a community problem, this one. So that's why we're inviting people to invest directly into the technology that will allow Australia to recover.
That sounds money well spent as well. Matt McKinley, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Cheers.
Thank you, Murray. Bye-bye.